elected all of his people up there, and he even elected a governor this year, and even replaced the Republican congressman, which is unusual. But he says to our people, I just cannot be elected by voting for these Negro projects unlimited. I'll help the cities, but I can't go $5 billion this year. So we said, well, you amend the bill, whatever you can vote for, because we have to have that vote 5-4. It was 5-4 one way, and he changed his position. He reduced the bill to $2.3 billion in the Senate. It came out, and they debated it fully in the Senate, and he made a very fine speech for the bill. He'd been against it. Bobby and Ribicoff sat quietly and didn't offer an amendment to raise it. We told them if they could get the votes, please give us the original bill. But they cut it in half, and neither one of them offered any suggestion. The bill passed, and we got it through the House by 4 votes. We had a big majority, but we couldn't get the Democrats to vote for it because...
our fellas did.
Yes, and New York did, and California did, but the margin was 4, Mayor, and we got that bill through. If it had been any more, we'd have defeated it. Muskie was right, and I was wrong, but I couldn't get it amended to add to it, so we got that. Now then, I am asking for money to fund that bill. That's the only authorization I have. While I'm doing that, they're bringing Negro groups and urban groups and ex-administration people in to say that they want Mr. Kennedy to help the poor, that the president is not a friend of the poor, and that we really ought to have $600 or $700 billion in this field, and we ought to have at least a program of $170 billion now. Now, I can't pass a $2.3 billion one, and every man that sees it gets frightened that is normally against it, and that is our problem. The poverty people are doing the same thing. Now, what I would hope to do, the budget shows that Eisenhower in 1960 spent $9 billion federal dollars on the poor, those with incomes under $3,000. Since that time, we've gotten about 8 million jobs. And Kennedy came along and served as president 3 years, and he got the expenditures up to $12 billion for the poor. I have come along 3 years, and my budget this year carries $24 billion. I have doubled it from 12 to 24 in my 3 years. Kennedy went from 9 to 12. Eisenhower had 9. Now, that is the Medicare that goes to the very poor, not to the middle group. That is the elementary education goes to the very poor. That is the neighborhood youth in poverty that goes to the very poor. That is training 750,000 young ones that goes to the poor. Now, last year, the greatest thing I think you can do for poverty is get men jobs.
You're right.
I got 3 million new jobs last year. The adult unemployment today is 1.6 plus. That is no unemployment. That means actually everybody is unemployed, because if you take the time between assignments of unemployed, you've only got 1.6 unemployment. Now, you have some Negro unemployment, about 600,000, 400,000 adults, and 200,000 teenagers. They tell me two-thirds of the adults have criminal records where people don't like to hire them.
That's right, where there's no prohibition.
And the teenagers have a fifth or sixth grade education and have no skill. We're trying our best to train them. They come in and say, if you don't do it all this year, why, we'll have problems and we'll make another Watts out of Washington. That's what they said yesterday, testified here. Now, that is very difficult for me to get any votes to support that kind of a proposition. My budget next year now looks like it will be 140. That's up $12 billion from last year. That's up $42 billion from Kennedy. His was 98 in 3 years. Now, it looks like our deficit this year will be a little over $12 billion. It looks like our deficit next year will be over $20 billion. I called in the leaders yesterday and asked for a tax increase. They tell me they cannot get one passed. They say that if you have a deficit of over 20, you just have to cut back every program. I tell them, well, I'm not going to do that. Y'all can cut them back, but I'm not going to do it. I have deferred, held up $3 billion, and that is primarily roads, $1.1 billion in road allotments. I'd ask the cities and the counties and the states to hold up too, and a good many of them cooperated, and we think we can control inflation without having controls if they do it. And now the economic advisors told me yesterday that they felt that it had turned down now, and that our greatest danger of that was passing. So we may be able to let up on that. But in the poverty program, we gave them last year, I recommended $1.75 billion. I had $800 million the year before. I doubled it last year. Shriver came in and he put every pressure on me that he could. He wrote mayors. He called governors. He sent in people working for him. He went before television. He had a big press conference a week ago. Just exactly, he couldn't have been better if he'd been a Republican, pressuring me. And knowing all the time that I authored the program, that I brought it into existence, that I've done everything I could to fund it, and I recommended $1.75 billion. It got to the Senate. Kennedy got up and offered an amendment in committee to bring it to 2.5. He got it adopted. That made everybody that had been supporting it mad. It came out on the floor of the Senate, and Dirksen offered an amendment to reduce it to $1.75 billion where it was. Kennedy fought him, and Kennedy got 26, and Dirksen got 70, putting it back where it was. So now they've started the hearings to pressure you to add a good deal more money. I want to add some if there's any possible way I can, but they might near foreclose it by their television and by their pressure and things of that kind. Now, both leaders told me yesterday that first, they didn't believe they'd have any program in poverty. Second, if they did, they believe they'd cut it in half. Now, that is what I am working with them against, and I can't go as fast as they want to. I think a president that takes $12 billion for the poor and doubles it.
You've done a great job.
And that's better than they've done in all. I have added more to the poor budget in 3 years than all the presidents preceding me.
Right.
And President Kennedy added $3 billion. I've added $12 billion. And if Bobby and Shriver knew so damn much about the poor, why didn't they do something about them in 3 years when they ran the government? All they do now is divide me and to cause my polls to end and to criticize me and to piss in a well in the water I've got to drink.
Yeah.
And they do it every day, so I don't know.
You know, I'm calling as your friend and always will be.
I know that.
And I'm not, and I know what big problems you have, and I think you're doing a hell of a job, and we're going to support whatever you finally do, because we know that you're trying to do the right thing, and that's all. And I just wanted to call to say hello and talk to you.
I
the wind hit us out here.
Well, I wanted to call you every day. I thought about
it. Was a wind, didn't it?
Yes, it sure was.
There's always another day.
Yes, so, it's true.
We just take them.
How high do you think we ought to go with this budget? I've got 100. When I took it over, it was 98. We've moved it up this year to 128. Now, next year, we're trying to keep it within 140. Do you think the people will take that?
Sure. If your economy is expanding the same way, and it's supposed to be, if your employment is that, and it's supposed to be, if all of these great signs of prosperity is here, and it's supposed to be, why can't we support it?
Well, I'll tell you what they say, to what their argument is. In my 3 years, I've gotten 5 million new jobs.
Yes.
And they say, if you get them jobs, why the hell do you have to continue to increase your poverty?
Well, there's something to that, but many of the people that are in this poverty program are not the same people that are on the jobs. And the idea of what you're doing with the poverty program is that certainly it mightn't show up immediately, but it should show up in 2 or 3 years.
We're training 750,000, Mayor, in the neighborhood youth corps.
They're getting more and more coming out too.
And
more and more population.
We trained this year. We've got in the budget 750,000 that are prepared for jobs. About 50-60% get them. Neighborhood youth corps, job corps, stuff like that.
fine. Well, I haven't talked to you in a long time, Mr. President, and I just wanted to say hello to you, and I say to you again, I know your judgment will be good, and we'll support it, and I hope that we can shake loose some Bob Weaver, some of our pending programs we've had down there for quite a while. I guess he has quite a backlog. Maybe one of these days you can mention all we want is to get one or two small ones down there so we can show what we're trying to do out in the city.
I sure will. I'll talk to him about you.
I'd appreciate it.
I'll tell you one thing, Mayor. This must not go any further, but I winked at a fellow yesterday, and he wanted to know if there was any change of signal in our other thing, and I told him no. I thought they ought to go ahead. I hope they will, and I hope that it is of some help to you on that atomic energy. It'll be the biggest thing in this country.
Very good. I appreciate it.
It'll be the biggest thing in this country, and I don't want to even be known, but I have tried to set it up instead of New York to go to your place.
Very good. And thanks, and nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Good luck to the family.